We are learning Masechet Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, and we are beginning the last few words of Chof Tes Amud Beis. It said in the Mishnah that Echad Yavna, Echad Kamokim Shiesh Bei Bezdin, there's a din that you blow shofar even on Rosh Hashanah. We said over yesterday, the Bechush took a Shita Sarif, that anytime you have Bezdin or Shloisha, you blow shofar. And that was his minig, the Rif's minig. The Maisa, that's not our minig, but the Maisa in the Mishnah it says that any place to have a Bezdin, you could blow shofar. So Amar Rav Huna, there's a Tanai, in Bezdin. It has to be in Bezdin. It's not enough that the town has a Bezdin that can blow shofar in that shul that in that city. If in Bezdin, it has to be in Bezdin itself. Like the Marah says, my in Bezdin. If it's Bezdin, it has to be in front of Bezdin. Lafuke shloi if Bezdin deloy. If it's not in front of Bezdin, you cannot blow shofar. Masav Rav, it says now Mishnah. Our mission starts off with the halacha that Yom Tov Shiras Shalom Shchalas B'Shabbes B'Mikdash Hayitaken, but not in the Medina. And then says Mishachar B'Samikdash Rabbi Yechim Zaka said any place that has a Bezdin. And then it says Va'oid Zois Hoisi Yisera Yishalayim Yisera Al Yavne Shekol Irsh, any city that was in that you could, any city that you could see Yishalayim from that city and hear Yishalayim and get there, the halacha is they also could blow there. So Va'oid Zois Hayisera Mashma, besides for something else extra, this was also extra. What else was extra Yerushalayim and Yavne besides for this? Masav Rav, Va'oid Zois Hayisera Yerushalayim Yisera Yavne, Mai Va'oid Zois. What's Va'oid Zois? Va'oid Zois Mashma, besides for this Mila Yerushalayim has over Yavne, there's another Mila. What's this other Mila that we're missing over here? There must be something else in the Mishnah that doesn't say beforeish that there's a Mila Yerushalayim over Yavne. Ella must be that the Yerushalayim Toikim Yechidim. The first mahalach would be that I'll tell you like this: the Yishlayim, it doesn't have to be a bezdin; it could be yechidim. Masha'ikin yavne, a yachid can't blow. Only the members of bezdin could blow. Break them. Is that true? Of a yavne ain't taken yechidim. By yavne, they don't blow. Yechidim don't blow. But also Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef, Omar, kimisayim shliach lezibura. After the shliach tzibur finished blowing shofar, this is in yavne. Tkiya b'yavne. His ears were ringing. Everyone's ears are ringing from all the yichidim who were blowing shofar. So you see that yichidim also blew shofar. Now, what were yichidim blowing shofar for? Like, what were yichidim doing there blowing shofar? So I was listening to something. I heard a pshat. He was saying a pshat that maybe it means like the extra takiyas that people just blow extra takiyas afterwards. You know, the tunus yivachas. So he's saying some pshat that the extra takiyas. But lachar it's a taisvis. It was interesting because there's really a Tais talks about it. Top Tais talks about it. This Tais says, inish hainu bezdin, bezdin. Very simple. You don't have to make answer to strictly tired. The reason why the Yechidim blew, a lot of times people didn't make it to Bezdin. They came late. So then the Shliach Tzibur is finished. He's done. And then people used to blow Yechidim, as Tais learns. Because Tais says, the oisin shiyotzu also lehem lachsa. Someone was yotzer at the mitzvah, he's not allowed to go blow again. Vaskai, the isser shvus bedava, laskai bechinam Shabbos. He can't blow for no reason on Shabbos. So he learned, Tais says, klar, the pshat is that people didn't hear yet, they were yechidai. But come on, what do you see? You can't say the maila yushlaim is that yechidim will let it blow and yavne not. If it's a first din that they used, the metzias was, they used to blow, yechidim used to blow in yavne. So again, so what's this extra maila yushlaim has over yavne? Elalav, the Yerushalayim toikim bein bezman bezdin bein shloim bezman bezdin. Yerushalayim, they blew shofar sai bezman bezdin sai bezman bezdin. Mashma anywhere in Yerushalayim, they blew shofar sai in zman bezdin. Zman bezdin, the first 6 hours of the day, it's called zman bezdin. That's what Rashi says. Atshe shoyis. That's when bezdin usually sits. So in Yerushalayim, they blew sai bezman bezdin sai bezloim bezman bezdin. V'yavne bezman bezdin in shloim bezman bezdin loy. That must be the Maila Yerushalayim has. Frank Timar, that's not good either. Habizman, because, no, that's what's the problem? Because Sarai Nalak Rav Huna. Habizman Bezdin, Mia Taikin. They blow Shoifer, Phil Shoifer, Ne Bezdin. So the Gemara here has our Mishnah. It says, the Maila our Mishnah gives is that it had the surrounding cities also could blow Shoifer. But the Zvash is not a Maila. The Gemara says, what's the Maila? The Maila must be is Yerushalayim could do Sai Bezman Bezdin, Sai Yerushalayim Bezman Bezdin, which means the time, the first 6 hours of the day. And Yavne only Bezman Bezdin, but it's Mashma, that you're allowed to blow it any way you want, not in Bezdin. And Rav Huna said, Dafke in Bezdin. And for the Gemara, no, Pasha, like it's even a Shreya what the Havin was. Loi, the right Maila is good for this thing. The Yerushalayim, Toikin, Bein Bifnei Bezdin, Bein Shloim Bifnei Bezdin. Ubi Yavne, Dafke Bifnei Bezdin, Dafke in front of Bezdin, in Shloim Bifnei Bezdin, Loi. The Maila is what Rav Huna Gufa says. Rav Huna says that in Yavne it's only Bifnei Bezdin, not Shloi Bifnei Bezdin. And that is Taka, the extra Maila Yushlaim had over Yavne. Yushlaim, they could blow Shofar anywhere in Yushlaim. Naftafka, as long as there was a Bezdin in town, that was enough. Masha'inkin in Yavne was only Bifnei Bezdin and not Shloi Bifnei Bezdin. You're going to ask me, what? Oh, I the Yechidoi. That's a good kasha. So you have to say that the Yechidoi were in Bezdin. It was in Bezdin. Yeah. That was in Bezdin. That's my answer where Tosfos even speaks it out. That it was in Bezdin. It was mamash in Bezdin that it was.
How do you get the
shofar? What? They used the Shliach Tzivah shofar. The Shliach Tzivah finished blowing shofar. They used his shofar. It was in Bezdin. So the Yechidoi were in Bezdin. That's what they say. That's the Havmini. That's what Havmini we didn't want to learn. That was after Nei Bezdin because the Yechidoi, Kasha. That's how the Tur Evin, I think, learns.
That's what we say the whole day.
No, Bezdin was not there the whole day. Right, exactly. So exactly. So it's a Kasha. They weren't there the whole day.
The
one of the doors open? What?
There was a Shema Kahudna.
There was
only one
Shofar
blowing at a time.
Right. Maybe they have two Shofars there. I don't know. That's fair. They had Shofars there. They have 8-10 Shofar in the Bezdin. This is the Bezdin after all. Shofar costs 20 bucks. Look at my right. Ikad the master lahod Rav Huna ha. The chsiv v'yoyim ha-kepurim taviru Shofar b'chal aratzchem. Some learn the member of Rav Huna not going on our Mishnah. It's going on entirely something else. The halacha is that on Yom Kippur of Yovel, you blow shofar. And Rashi's and explains, says, B'chol Artzichem, that every yachid also is pashut, every yachid blows shofar also. It's not dafka bezdin. Every yachid blows shofar. That's a given. So the Gemara, Ikad Mas Lo Huna, Hodach Siv says, B'yeh Makapurim Tavir Shofar B'chol Artzichem, Alam Echko Yachid, Yachid Chayav Eskaya. Every yachid has to blow shofar on Yom Kippur, to announce the coming of the Yovel, all the Avadim go free, all the Shemitah's Karka, you blow a Shofar. Am Rav Huna ve'im Bezdin. That's what Rav Huna said, im Bezdin, same Lashon. What does this mean? This doesn't mean v'nei Bezdin. Ma'i ve'im Bezdin. Bizman Bezdin. Lafuke yishloi bizman Bezdin lo. If you this version, Rav Huna is going on something else. It's going on the halacha that every Yachid blows Shofar on Yom Kippur, but it has to be bizman Bezdin, the first 6 hours of the day. Masiv Rava, I have a kash like this. Tekiyas, the Gersa is like the Goyin, the answer to his kasha. So most of Rav, Tekiyas Yovel, Doiches HaShabbos Begvulim, Ishu Beisai. Tekiya of Yovel is Doiches HaShabbos, even Begvulim, Ishu Beisai. A person and his household. What does that mean, Ishu Beisai? My Ishu Beisai. Ilem Ishu Ishtoi, him and his wife, blow Shofar. Isamim Chayiv? The lady's not chayiv in shofar, but mitzvah saseh shemang grama. Even on yovel, it's a mitzvah saseh shemang grama. Because mitzvah saseh shemang grama, and also baturus. Ladies are not chayiv in that. So what's ish bebeisai? Elo lav, how do you type those words? Ish bebeisai. And we assume vafil shleiv shemang bezdin. That's why it's a kasha. We assume ish bebeisai means anytime in your house has no restrictions. Anytime you want, you can blow the shofar in your house. Blow shleiv shemang bezdin. It's a kasha on Rav Huna. So loyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloyloy not, you don't have to be in Bezdin, but it doesn't have to be, it has to be Bezman Bezdin. It has to be Bezman Bezdin. It was Bezman Bezdin, so Kishtim with Rav Huna. Masir Rav Sheshes. Shava HaYoyvel L'Rosh Hashanah L'Tkiya U'L'Brachas. Yoyvel is, we had this before, that Yoyvel and Rosh Hashanah are similar, that they use the same type of Shofar and the same Brachas, which means Malchiyas, Zichroinus, and Shofaris. Ela, this is now, the Brisa adds on some extra differences. Else, Yoyvel, Toikin, Bein Bebezin, Shkitsu, Boyes, Achaydesh. By Yoyvel, they blow Sai in the Bezdin that Mekash, Achaydesh, which means the Sanhedrin, Hagadoyla, they blow Shofar in. Ubein Bebezin, Shkloy, Kitsu, Boyes, Achaydesh, and Sai Bezin, they were Mekash, Achaydesh. Bechol Yochid, Vyoch, Chayav, Eskoya. And every Yochid is Chayav to blow. Ubu Rosh Hashanah, Loy, Toikin, Al Bezin, Shkitsu, Boyes, Achaydesh. And Rosh Hashanah, they only blew. This is talking about when it's Chal B'Shabbos. When it's Chal B'Shabbos, Bar Yovel, they blew it, sign the Bezdin, HaGadol, and sign every Bezdin. And every Yochid is Chayav Eskoya. Rosh Hashanah, lo yotokim al Bezdin, Shkitz Barzah Chayadish, v'en kol Yochid Chayav Eskoya. And another thing is, there's two differences here. Not one same difference, two differences. One difference is that by Rosh Hashanah, let's talk about Yovel. Yovel, they blow it in Sai on Shabbos, Sai in Bezdin, HaGadol, and sign every Bezdin. And every yachid's chayiv to blow. On Rosh Hashanah, first of all, lo yotoke bezin shkitz b'rosh chodesh. And another halacha is, v'inko yachid v'chayiv v'skoy, and every yachid has chayiv to blow. Mayinko yachid v'chayiv v'skoy. What does that mean? Ilayim of the Yovel taking Yechidim over Rosh Hashanah ain't taking Yechidim. If you can say Yovel, the Yechidim don't blow, and Rosh Hashanah, that Yovel, the Yechidim blow, and Rosh Hashanah, Yechidim don't blow. Well, Kasher of Yitzchak, Rabbi Yosef, I'm a Kavah, Messiah, Shlich, let's move to Kasher of Yav. No, Lishama, call Unai, we call the Kasher of Yodai. Everyone did blow. So don't tell me Yechidim not Chayiv, Yechidim are Chayiv, even on Rosh Hashanah, like we see in the Memra about Yavna. El Alav, the Ilu b'Yovel toikim b'im b'zman bezdin, b'in shaloi b'zman bezdin. Over Rosh Hashanah, dafka b'zman bezdin in, shaloi b'zman bezdin loi. B'ktani mi'es b'Yovel, b'im b'zman bezdin, b'im bezdin. So it's a kasha or ravuna, because we're saying, what's the chilek of this of Yovel and Rosh Hashanah? The chilek is, if it's b'zman bezdin, shaloi b'zman bezdin. What happens? That Yovel is even shaloi b'zman bezdin. And Rav Huna said, "Dafka b'zman bezdin." So it's a kasha Rav Huna from this brisa. Everyone has to be b'zman bezdin, like Rav Huna said. So what's the chiluk in Yovel and Rosh Hashanah? What's the difference in Yovel and Rosh Hashanah? The Yovel b'zman bezdin toikim bein b'fnei bezdin bein mishloi b'fnei bezdin. By Yovel, the yachid blows in his house. We have it before, even not b'fnei bezdin. For Rosh Hashanah, toikim b'zman bezdin. Ufnei bezdin. On Rosh Hashanah, you take him saibah bezdin and saibah bezdin. You have to be dafka bezman bezdin, b'fnei bezdin, but not shaloi b'fnei bezdin. That's what comes out. That it has to be dafka b'fnei bezdin. And it stems with the first Rav Huna, actually. So that's why we know why we read the Goyen's Girsa. If you go back a few lines to Masav Rava, where that big aleph is, it says, Tekiz Rosh Hashanah v'yayvah doichas shavas gulm ishu beisai. Itaish ishu beisai means ishu beisai. What do you mean? It says Rosh Hashanah gets blow in the house. So Dr. Goyen takes out that word. Tosis had the gears, so Tosis has a kasha. Tosis of Asla'ilam asked the kasha, and he says, Taka, Isha basically is only going on the word Yovel. That's Tosis' answer. Going on the word Yovel. But the Goyen just took it out, make it simple. He held the Inagaris that, like upon him, the recap of the Gemara is, we have two Rav Hunas. First Rav Huna says that, and that's what we're paskin, that when you blow Shofar on Shabbos in a place that has a Bezdin, in Yavna, the Halach is only Bifnei Bezdin, even though every Yoch is allowed to blow, but it has to be in Bezdin. And b'zman bezdin also, that comes up in this Gemara maybe. And number two is on Yovel, where every yoch is allowed to blow in his house, but it has to be dafka b'zman bezdin. That's what Rav Huna said. It has to be dafka b'zman bezdin. So where is the itman abi amar chiyah bar gamda amar veis ben shol amar rebbe ain't taken el kozman shebezdin yoshvin. You only blow shofar kozman shebezdin yoshvin. That is when you're allowed to blow shofar. Talking about it on Yovel. Only Vizman Shabazin Yoshin is a Kuyachid allowed to blow in his house, but he allowed to blow anywhere you want, but it has to be Vizman Bezdin. What? It just means a Vizman Bezdin. Even though the Vizman Bezdin is the first 6 hours of the day, they don't have to Dafka Sid, they don't have to Dafka Paskin that day, but that is the Vizman of Yeshivas Bezdin. Bayer Abzeira, Ninru Lamoid Vloy Omdu Mahu. See, this would sound like they did sit in the Bezdin, they davened in the Bezdin. Bayer Abzeira, Ninru Lamoid Vloy Omdu. If they got up to leave, but they didn't leave yet. Mao, Bezdin Yoshiv, you know, you need Bezdin Yoshiv Va'ika. The Maisa is still here, even though it's after the Zman, which means after the 6 hours, they started getting ready to leave. But the Maisa is still here. So that's called Zman Bezdin. Don't want Zman Bezdin, you know, Valaika. You need the Zman Bezdin, Valaika, Taiku. Gemara blibes with the Shiloh. Gemara blibes with the Shiloh that we're not sure what that is. And Agav, that when I spoke out this whole Gemara, I was only talking about Yovel, this media Gemara here. Tosfos speaks out, it's even a gay Rosh Hashanah, because even Rosh Hashanah, b'fnei bezdin has to be b'zman bezdin, l'fi, our second Gemara. That's what Tosfos speaks out. Bam Tosfos says, Pirush Kodesh v'yayvel, v'nirash, af Rosh Hashanah, osa hashmina, and afilu b'fnei bezdin, ain't hoikin, el kol zman sh'yoshim, only when bezdin sits there. Let's fit in one more Gemara, let's finish up the last Mishnah. The Mishnah said, that v'oizos hoisi yishlai v'seir al yavne, that what? That kol ir shehi roya. He could see Yerushalayim. Any city that could see Yerushalayim. V'shemas, they could hear Yerushalayim. V'kroiva, and it's close to Yerushalayim. V'chayil lova, and it could come to Yerushalayim, taken. So what does that mean? These four different tanoim. What's it coming to exclude? So the Gemara says like this. Broya, probably Shavuot Benachal. If it's close enough, but it's in a valley, no, you can't blow shofar. It has to be able to see Yerushalayim. Shemas, here, Pratli Yerushalayim Bereish Harad. Even though you're on top of a mountain, you can see Yerushalayim. You're very high up. But if you can't hear the sounds of Yerushalayim, the halach is it's not close enough to blow shofar. Kreiva, probably Shabbos chutz tchum. It has to be within the tchum Shabbos of Yerushalayim. V'yecholo lovoy prat lemafzik lo nahara. And yecholo means prat, if there's a river in between, also you can't come on Shabbos and Yom Tov, that also is not enough to be called close enough to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shechal Elias B'Shabbos. What? I don't know. According to Midrash Degadin, you only take the lulav, shake the lulav in the Beis Hamikdash for 7 days. Because it says in the pasuk, "V'samachtem lefnei Hashem lekechem shivas yomim, dafka lefnei Hashem lekechem." By Masha Inkein, by Medina, it says, "V'kachtem lechem v'yem harishoyin." Just says the first day is a mitzvah lulav, the rest of the days are not a mitzvah lulav. So v'rishoyinah yilu mitzvah mikdash shiva umdiri yom echad. When Beis Hamikdash was up, they only brought the lulav 7 days in the Beis Hamikdash. But in Medina, which according to most of China means even in Yerushalayim, they only took the lulav 1 day. That's it. Mishchar Beis Hamikdash. You ever wonder why we take lulav more than they did in the time of Beis Hamikdash? Because we do it zeichel hamikdash. Mishchar Beis Hamikdash. Hiskir Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakkai shei lulav nitol Medina shiva zeichel hamikdash. Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakkai was instituted as mesakin that you shake the lulav all 7 days. Why zeichel hamikdash? Some Zalman says somewhere that you should have in mind the whole week of Sukkot. Why am I shaking lulav? Zeichel hamikdash. This is zeichel hamikdash. That was one takana. Now takana number two. It's actually the third takana. This will be the third takana now of our parak. The first takana of our parak was about blowing shofar in the makom of Bezdin. Second one was lulav. Third takana v'shiyei yoyim aneif kulei aser. That which means the carbon oimer was brought the day after the first day of Pesach, the second day of Pesach, and that was Mat Chadash, all the new tefuah of the year. Now, after Beis Mikdash Charev, obviously you couldn't bring the carbon oimer. So now, really, according to the Rais Degadin, at this point the Gemara, Ad Etzem Yermizah says that the day itself, when it comes Netzach Chama that morning, you're allowed to eat Chadash already. Because the Pasuk says the one thing, Ad Etzem Yermizah, and the Pasuk says Ad HaViyachem, it's a stira. Once it's Ad HaViyachem, it's oimer. Oh, it's Ad Etzem Yermizah. The Gemara answers, in Menachos, one's talking about Bezman Shemikdash Kayim, one Bezman Shemikdash Kayim. That without Bezman Shemikdash it's at Etzem HaYem Ezeh. So really, you're allowed to eat Chalosh in the morning. Ma'aseh V'yechem Zakeh was Mesakein, She'yoyim Anaf Kuli Aser. The whole day should be Aser, and we'll see why in the Gemara. First Gemara says, Menolom Da'avdinan Zeichel HaMikdash. How do we know we make a Zeichel HaMikdash? You see, V'yechem Zakeh instituted the Mulav all 7 days. How do we make a Zeichel HaMikdash? All across the passage, Ke'ala Arucha L'cha, Makasecha Apahecha, No Mashem. Hashem says, I'm going to heal all your Makas. Because the Goyim made fun of you. K'nidacha Karulach. Because the Goyim called you, your city, Yerushalayim, Nidacha, called you guys Nidachim, which means, you know, downtrodden. Tzion hi, Darish Ein La. You're Yerushalayim, and no one cares about you. That's what they said about you. It's Mechlal, we see from this pasuk, the Bayi Drisha. That it's very important to keep Yerushalayim in your mind, and it's called Drisha, keep them in mind, and that is why that's the Makar for Zeich LeMikdash, and that's the Makar for Rav Yechon Ben Zakkai's Takana to bring the Lulav of all 7 days.